Pope shows disdain for conservatives, promotes illegal immigration. By Antonius J. Patrick. Despite the record closing of Catholic schools and churches, the lack of vocations, thousands, if not millions leaving the faith, and an ongoing sex and embezzlement scandal, Jorge Bergoglio, aka Pope Francis, continues to promote a liberal, Marxist agenda, while the organization which he heads is collapsing right in front of his eyes. In a recent CBS 60 Minutes interview, loaded with softball questions and little critical follow-up by anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell, Bergoglio infuriated opponents of illegal immigration with his comments on the invasion taking place at the U.S.-Mexico border, which is being abetted and exacerbated by the Biden administration. In that interview, Francis stated that migration is something that makes a country grow, while migrants sometimes suffer a lot. They suffer a lot. Bergoglio is certainly correct in his analysis that unchecked immigration will make a country grow. Growth in this sense, a massive increase in the number of people in the nation, however, is not beneficial to a nation's well-being. Instead, unwanted groups of people swell welfare rolls, consume scarce medical facilities, commit an inordinate amount of crime, lower living standards, and destroy a nation's racial and cultural balance. While it is true that invaders suffer when they choose to migrate without permission, their suffering is self-inflicted, for no one forces them to leave their native land. In fact, they are well aware that it is a dangerous undertaking and that they may very well face opposition from the inhabitants of their new host country after their ordeal is through. There are many illegals, however, that are encouraged and funded by shady international organizations to make the arduous journey. The end game, of course, for this support is to swell the voting ranks of liberal politicians. For leftists, victims are only those groups and individuals whom they designate as oppressed or put upon. What, however, of those who have been victims of migrant crimes, had their property destroyed, and their communities disrupted? What of the additional burdens to taxpayers who have to house and feed migrants? Bergoglio and his fellow travelers never speak of these victims. When asked about the case in Texas where the state is attempting to shut down Annunciation House, a Catholic nonprofit which is sheltering illegal aliens, Bergoglio exclaimed, "This is madness. Sheer madness. To close the border and leave them there, that is madness. The migrant has to be received. Thereafter you see how you are going to deal with him. Maybe you have to send him back, I don't know, but each case ought to be considered humanely." Apparently, Francis does not understand the difference between madness and hypocrisy. When is it madness that a sovereign state wants to defend itself from illegal invaders? Is it madness for a democracy, which the left incessantly boasts about, where the people have overwhelmingly supported measures to halt illegal immigration and elected a president who vowed to end it, not have their will respected? What is not madness but hypocritical sin that the divine entity who Bergoglio is supposed to represent on earth often railed against, is that Bergoglio's current residence is surrounded by formidable walls built in the 3rd century by Emperor Aurelian to shield Rome from barbarian invaders. Not surprisingly, O'Donnell did not mention this inconvenient fact to the Holy Father. In response to all of the tragedies that beset the world today, the wars, the injustices, the crimes, Bergoglio blames them on the globalization of indifference. He stressed that we cannot remain indifferent in the face of such human dramas. The globalization of indifference is a very ugly disease. Very ugly. Francis compares the indifference of people to what Pontius Pilate did during Christ's Passion: people wash their hands. There are so many Pontius Pilates on the loose out there. That is what happens when the heart hardens and becomes indifferent. The mention of Pilate is not comparable to the indifference that Bergoglio believes lies at the heart of the world's current problems. Not freeing divine innocence was an act of cowardice, as Pilate was fearful of what Rome would do if he mishandled the situation. Of course, Bergoglio does not mention the group that was, at the time, rabidly pressuring the Roman governor to wash his hands of the matter and who, most scholars believe, are the real culprits behind the deicide. Equating humanity's faults and deficiencies of today with those that took place 2,000 years ago denigrates the supreme sacrifice. This is nothing new for Bergoglio, whose pontificate is replete with blasphemies and sacrileges. Before Vatican II, popes did not grant interviews, author books, or make traveling junkets discussing politics. Their office was designed to feed the flock with the faith. Like all of the other novelties and innovations of his papacy, it is hard to believe that Francis is a true pope like those of the distant past.